This is Kenita Murphy. I'm at the home of Mr. Johnny B. Jones. Today is Sunday, February 2nd, 2003, and we're about to begin our interview.
Okay, what is your full name?
Johnny B. Jones.
Johnny, that's J?
John, yeah, J-O-H-N-I-E.
Okay, B. Jones. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a nickname?
Man Jones.
Man Jones.
Yeah.
What is your mailing address?
115 Pecan and Cuthbert.
Okay. And you're from the United States?
That's right.
Okay. What is your telephone number?
My telephone number is 732-6986.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
Date of birth is 1916, 22nd.
Okay.
June.
1916, all right. June 22nd, 1916. Mm-hmm. All right, where were you born?
I was born in
Randolph. All right, you born right here in Randolph County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many years have you lived in Cuthbert?
I mean, in the city?
Yeah, or just in the community, how many years have you lived?
I lived since 59.
In the city?
Yeah.
And the rest of the time you lived in the country?
Country, right.
Okay. Have you lived anywhere else besides Cuthbert, Randolph County? Who are your parents?
Lizzie Simmons.
Lizzie Simmons?
That's right.
All right. And your father's name?
Felix Jones.
Freddie Jones?
Felix.
Felix?
Yeah.
All right. What about your wife?
She born in Quitman County.
All right. You know, remember her name?
Maribel Lovett Jones. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of occupation did you have? What kind of work did you do?
Well, I work at Canal Mill.
Where?
Canal Mill and planer mill and
Was that dealing with lumber?
Well, the canal mill, they make the thin veneer.
Okay, veneer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you made veneer.
Yeah.
All right. What other kind of skills or do you know how to do? Do you know how to do any like woodwork or carving or anything else like that?
Well, yeah, I can do either one of them. Used to do them, woodwork.
Okay. And, all right, woodwork.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of education do you have? Did you?
Seven.
Oh, you went to the seventh grade?
Yeah.
All right. Did you, what was the name of the school you attended?
Well, I attend Pumpkin Town and Pineapple.
Pumpkin Town School and Pineapple. Okay. And, of course, your ethnicity, you're African-American.
African-American.
Okay. And what is your religious affiliation? You're Baptist?
Baptist.
Okay. And what kind of hobbies do you have in your spare time? What do you like to do?
Good barber.
You cut hair? No. You own a barber shop?
I own a barber shop, that's right.
How long have you owned the barbershop?
Oh, I've been owned it since 56.
Okay. Ever since 19, in the same location?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not the same location, but in the same city.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, and you know, the purpose of the interview is, you know, to ask you or to learn more information about the sacred harp singing. And I want to know if you could tell me a little bit more about the craft of shape note singing.
Well, if I hold it, I got a rudiment out there that I didn't call out there.
Mm-hmm.
If that'll help you,
mm-hmm.
I got a rudiment of that singing.
Okay. All
right. If you got time, I'll pick it up.
So you have a lot of information about that, and be able to get that for us if we need it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know how long it's been around in Randolph County, shape note singing?
Well, when I was born, they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, before I can mount my bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As far as you can remember,
mount my bike,
you've been doing that. How did you come to learn about the craft?
Well, I learned by attending these conventions and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had music inscription,
mm-hmm.
and so I learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, who taught you how to do the craft?
Well, I had two fellas teach me, Saul Rich and Eddie Smith, them two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they teach you in a formal setting or informal setting, like meaning did they teach you in like a singing school, or did you learn it at church, or where did you?
I learned it from the churches. We over have our Baptist scripture meeting at the church once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore I learned it.
Okay. Well, how long have you been doing this singing?
Been singing?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since about 16, 17 years old.
Ever since about 16, 17 years mm-hmm. old. Okay. So you know the craft very well then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, we had, in our initial interview, we had talked about singing schools. Could you give me more information about that, the singing schools that were in Randolph County when you began in the craft?
Well, we mostly had convention at different churches. I mean, at different churches, we had this in Randolph. We had this one church in that convention in Randolph.
Mm-hmm. You remember what the name of the church was?
Yes, we were always at Pineville.
Uh-huh.
Pineville. In fact, the rest of them are in different mm-hmm. sections, different counties, and let's see, what kind of American it was. We had Melvin all up there singing, and Sherman, and different places, Dawson, all them places. Going around this, first, we had a convention, we had a certain time to go around and once every 3 months.
Okay.
Sometimes we may fold to Bottom Grove, sometimes we may fold to Hopewell, maybe for the Skewer County, like that, and Dawson and Melkin and all that stuff. It's just different one every 3 months.
Well, has it changed over time as to, you know, the structure of the conventions or anything?
Well, it made a very good change because, you know, when things go a long time, you know, people don't cooperate, then people die out. And some too old to do it, and so that's the way it went, just that way. So we had just a few normal of them do it now, mm-hmm. because most of the people are interested in it, they done going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to get back to the singing schools if I could, and you had mentioned in our initial interview about you at one time used to be what they call a singing teacher. You taught this craft to other people. How did that come about? You know, when did you begin your career as a singing teacher?
Well,
what age were you?
Well, I was about 21 years old.
About 21 years old? Mm-hmm. And how long did you do that?
Well, I do it right now.
Oh, you know
that? Yeah, I'm most of instruction
mm-hmm.
and all like that, you know. So in every convention, that'd be my job, instructing, music, and where they're not done right, I can correct them, all like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was a part of your duty?
Yeah, that's right.
To teach them the music and correct them.
Yeah, that's right.
In any way they need it.
Yeah.
What do you think some of the are or were some of the a good characteristics mm-hmm. Of a good singing teacher?
Yeah.
What abilities would a singing teacher need?
He has to have. We had a rulemans to instruct him, go by the. We got different rules. We got rulemans to go by different things. When your song and right, you the one to correct them. Whether right or wrong, you got to get them the right sign, and the groove, what groove you're singing in, all like that, and And so see, the music, you know, music don't run, all of some music run up. But now sometimes you be set down, you got to go there, you got to go down with your voice down. Sometimes up, they go up with your voice down. That's where the music goes. You don't sing music straight alone, you got to go according to your music and where and your degree. You're going to watch where your note's sitting at. If a note's sitting down, it may be in about the first degree or second degree, the third degree. The degree go up to 11 degrees. That's over the end of the music, 11 degrees. How you going to music, 11 degrees. So if you don't sit, don't pitch it right, and don't get the right key, then you're not going to sing it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Who have been some of the previous teachers in the community, singing teachers, besides yourself?
Well, we had Joy Lawson, he was one of them, and then we had Eddie Smith and Saul Rich, but they all going on, and so we had another teacher over there, some was down here in Blakedale, you know, I used to go down there. I mean, we sang together and correct music and all that down. And break down there, that's more. Was a teacher down there, my name was Washington Bruce. That's the teacher down there on that correct. But that wasn't in Randall.
I want to get more information from you about the singing schools and your career as a singing teacher. Could you tell me how would a typical singing school class go? What would be the first thing you would do with a class?
Well, first thing you have to get your class organized, and then you mean to open it up. Well, first thing we do, we have a song and a prayer. Then we go to our business, not hot and off of business, and first thing we do. And then we have to go through there, then we'll get in there, then we'll go through the unfinished business first. And something that means something got left over. If anything left over, that's unfinished. Then we go into the to the you business. Mm-hmm. Anybody got anything want to bring to the class or something like that, something like you said. And so then we go in instructing music, new music taught like an ABCs, you see. So you got to find out what key you're singing. We start in there, and then you can find out what degree you're in, all like that, in music. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Who would be attending these schools? You know, what ages would they range from? Would they be just small children? Would it be adults, or would it be a mixture?
It would be adults, because most of the young people used to do it way back. But they don't take no interest in this kind of singing now.
Okay.
No, they don't. So we can't see any young people because they won't take that. Why thing will drop down so low. You see, if young people not coming in taking interest in this thing, they ain't going to last too long.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what happened. We thought the same going down on kind of young people and taking interest in it. I thought this, them quartet and different things singing like that. They like the music, so we don't play no piano in this kind of singing. We have music, but we don't have no piano thing in it. So that's what children like, you know, music. So
you attribute that to the one of the reasons as the decrease?
That's why the decrease. Because young people wouldn't come in do anything, or church or anything, if you don't look to young people come take a part in it, find your church going down to have anything else to do, you know. You got to keep the young people coming in. So if something happens if you ain't got the young people coming in, so somehow the one of them just done lost that. Somehow the other done lost that, and none replacing. You got to have the young people come in to keep things moving.
Okay, and you had mentioned before at what church are you a member of? What's the name of the church you're a member of?
My church, that's Piney Grove.
Piney Grove.
Piney Grove, when I've ever been a member.
All right. So you remember this tradition being taught or used or sung at this church?
Yeah, them songs.
Yeah, the Sacred Harp singing. You remember? Do you remember that with Piney Grove Missionary Baptist Church?
Well, for your pineapple, in it, so we have it. We didn't have no certain time to have, but have when that time come around. Mm-hmm. So when the pineapple time come, it's going to be every 3 months. Every 3 months. And whoever time you that's who take the section.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. So Piney Grove was very involved.
Yeah, and involved in too.
With the sacred mm-hmm. note singing.
Okay. Yeah.
So is this a craft that you would be willing to teach to someone else who was, you know, interested in learning the craft?
I'll be glad to do it.
You'd be glad to teach
I wish someone would be interested in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I told many people to sing and set up many sang in different places like that, and I'd be glad to do it.
So, do you remember early in your years in singing the craft, was it ever a mixture with white and black in the community coming together to do these things, or was it just strictly segregated here in Randolph County?
Well, just segregated. We don't have no white in it. Well, we have white have come to that convention, mm-hmm. but I mean, taking a part in that convention, you never had that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have white to come to it sometime, but took instrument, you know, taking a part in it, we never had that.
Do you remember what year that was when, you know, the white would come to the convention?
Well, he was back there in 50, and back in the 50s, or 40 and 50 back there.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they at least came,
yes,
but
yeah,
they
did,
but
yeah,
they didn't participate in the scene.
They wasn't participating in the scene. Yes, we had white people at a smaller time sit and listen. Some would get up and speak, something like that, you know. But we ain't had nobody else to cooperate with that singing, not white.
Well, from your recollections now, do they still come to the conventions now and not participate, or do they just not come to
We don't have them every now, because they don't come to talk with them.
Okay, so it's just completely separate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How many would you say now are in the community that are continuing this tradition?
Well, we don't have too many in this community to do it. We have some around, and Randolph's all right, but we don't have too many in right around the community to do it, because people in the community just don't sort of collect and pull apart in them things, and so we don't cooperate in them. So we, because we used to back on in the early 90s, we had rest smarter people cooperate with them. But after we changed pastor, That closed it up.
So you're saying after you changed pastors at Piney Grove?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Right, what pastor was very active?
That was Reverend Brown. That he come in, that changed the whole thing.
Okay.
So we ain't had no cooperating together since that time.
Mm-hmm. And the pastor before him was?
Reverend Slaughter.
Okay.
So at that his time where we had singing, we all sung most together, and going on pretty good, but after you change pastor, that thing slowed down. You know, see, the pastor's going to have to be interested in these things. If he's not interested in them, he's finally going to pull the most people away from them. See, well, you're not interested in any these different things. Then, see, a pastor should find out, when he comes to him, he should find out how these things, you know, these things going. You're still cooperating with different things, but this pastor ain't acting nothing like that. And so that sometimes that separate the people, but he not mentioning to them no time about it. They can't understand it. So that separate the people sometimes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the leader of the church, you think, needs to have some interest.
That's
in
right.
The craft.
That's right.
To I mean, keep it
if
going.
Them don't take interest, then they can most of them pull some of them away.
Mm-hmm. Well, how active is the tradition today in the community? The singing convention, how active is it still going today?
Well, we got the state convention still going, but we had a state convention, they had a local convention. But the state convention, see, we had to close down the local convention because most people had got sick and got old and didn't weren't able to come. So the young people weren't taking no instruments, so we didn't have no replacement. See, when you don't have young people coming in, anything, it's go down. Church will go down the same way. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Jones, I think we have enough for this initial interview. Would you be willing to do a follow-up interview next time to get more information about the craft?
Yeah, anytime. Okay. You know, anytime they notify me, I'll be in place anytime.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.